people often think that the debate over Darwinian evolution is irrelevant to the rest of culture. But the supporters of Darwin's theory over the past century have had a different idea. And they've attempted to apply Darwin's theory to everything from family life to business to crime and punishment. This is John West, Associate Director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. In my new book, Darwin Day in America, I tell about the far-reaching consequences of Darwin's theory and other forms of scientific materialism on the rest of society, including how we deal with criminals. By the end of the 19th century, American intellectuals were already talking with excitement about the new school of criminal anthropology that tried to use Darwinian science to identify the causes of crime. Leading the way was Italian criminologist Cesare Lombroso, whose book Criminal Man in 1876 remains a landmark work in the field of criminology. Lombroso and his disciples contended that criminal behavior could be explained largely as a throwback to earlier stages of Darwinian evolution. According to Lombroso, infanticide, killing your parents, cannibalism, kidnapping, theft, and virtually every antisocial behavior can all be found throughout the animal kingdom, as well as among human savages. Thus, he believed that in earlier stages of development, such behaviors aided survival and were bred into animals and us by natural selection. As William Noyes, one of Lombroso's American disciples, explained, "In the process of evolution, crime has been one of the necessary accompaniments of the struggle for existence. While crime no longer serves a necessary survival function in civilized societies, many modern criminals, according to Lombroso, should be considered atavists, reappearances of characteristics from earlier stages of evolutionary development." Lombroso believed such atavists were born criminals, exhibiting from birth the physical as well as behavioral characteristics of savages. Physical markers of such individuals included
abundant hair, sparse beards, enormous frontal sinuses and jaws, broad cheekbones, a retreating forehead, and voluminous ears.
Because of these beliefs, Lombroso and his followers repudiated the traditional idea that crime involved moral guilt. Italian jurist Enrico Ferri, one of Lombroso's most celebrated disciples, argued that it was no longer reasonable to believe that human beings could make choices outside the normal chain of material cause and effect, given the advent of modern science, particularly the work of Charles Darwin. Portraying the controversy over Darwin's ideas as nothing less than a battle between the forces of enlightenment and
the lovers of darkness,
Ferri applauded Darwin for showing
that the man is not the king of creation, but merely the last link of the zoological chain, that nature is endowed with eternal energies by which animal and plant life are transformed from the invisible microbe to the highest form, man.
Ferri looked forward to the day when punishment and vengeance would be abandoned and crime would be treated as a disease. As I discuss in Chapter 3 of my new book, Darwin Day in America, the application of Darwinism and other forms of scientific materialism to criminal justice in America seriously undermined efforts to hold criminals responsible for their actions, a legacy we are still dealing with today. If you'd like more information about the impact of Darwinism on our culture, I invite you to read my book. For ID the Future, this is John West.